Okay, Alibaba just dropped Q1 3.7 Max on Arena AI, 5 days before their cloud summit.
Of course they did.
It's number 13 globally in text, 6th lab overall. And Cody, it's not just hype.
Right.
They're validating on blind user tests first. Arena's crowdsourced, so the rankings mean something.
Yeah, smarter than slapping a benchmark score on a press release.
Also, Plus is open source, Max is paywalled. Classic Alibaba. Dangle the good stuff, then monetize.
I mean, they killed the free tier of Qwen code last month.
I know. Anyway, this thing nailed the decode creative test.
Mem.
Same prompt as Mimo. Time travel, cultural background, paradox. Qwen went full Caribbean, Neo-Borinquen, Taino spirits, Yemaya references. Like it actually gets the cultural depth.
Okay, that's not nothing.
Mimo's prose was lush, sure, but Qwen's opening was tight and specific. That's a real signal for devs outside the usual Western bubble.
Still, it's a preview deep thinking mode only. No web search, no code interpreter.
Yeah, but the summit was May 20th. This was the appetizer.
And now we wait for the main course.
Cody, you're impossible. Fine. So who actually cares? If you're building for non-English markets, or you need agentic coding models that run locally.
Or you just like a model that doesn't butcher your cultural references.
Exactly. That's the take.
I still think Arena rankings are noisy.
Noisier than benchmarks?
Fair.
Anyway, exploring next episode, 421. Done.